the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater and is also available through our Echolink node number 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Tonight, does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. No formal or emergency traffic. Does anyone have any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Not like we have any traffic or bulletins, so we will now begin the roll call. Please remember, this is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. You're requested to check in when your alphabetical group... when your alphabetical group is called based on the suffix of your call sign. When you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGSU portion. Check-ins, have a few housekeeping things here. I usually like to pause here for new hams. New hams to the area, new hams just got their call sign, may not be familiar with the procedures for checking into the net. If you'll just key up, give your call sign, and we'll walk you through it. So new hams only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control. We have any new hams at the moment, so let's go ahead and follow up with our pre-net check-ins. Again, this functionality allows those folks that may be out of the area or not available for the 9 o'clock RF check-ins to go ahead and stay connected with the net. So I've got a few signed in here, so let me go ahead and acknowledge those stations, and we'll get back to our RF check-ins. Up first, we've got our friend Mel. That's Kilo 4 X-ray Mike Romeo, K4 XMR, and Mel's over in Prosperity, so good to see him. Up next, we've got, we've got Fred and Isla. That's Whiskey 4 Foxtrot Charlie Mike, W4FCM. That's Fred. And his sweetheart, Isla. That's November 4 India Echo India, N4IEI. And Fred and Isla are over in Traveler's Rest. Up next, we've got our friend Ben. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey, KO4ZEW. And our friend Andy up on Table Rock, KI4LZI, Kilo India 4 Lima Zulu India. Up next, we've got our friend Gus. That's Alpha Alpha 4 Gulf Hotel. Good to see Gus in there. Up next, we've got Leon and Wendy. Leon's call is November Charlie 9 Victor, NC9V. Wendy's call, Kilo Echo 4 Delta X-ray Juliet, NKE4DXJ. And up next, we've got our friends Don and Linda from over in Piedmont. Don's call, Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot India, KG4PFI. And Miss Linda, Kilo Golf 4 Quebec Lima Quebec, KG4QLQ. Good to see Don and Linda in there. Let me let this drop, and then we'll finish out the list pre-net check-in. Continuing on with that list, we've got our friend John up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. That's KN4RJN. And I actually didn't realize I knew where Brown Summit was, but I drove through it the other day. So I don't know if John's listening, but I know exactly where it is and have apparently all my life just never knew I knew it, if that makes sense. But anyway, good to see John in there. Up next, we've got Howard. That's Kilo Alpha 3 Whiskey Papa Papa, KA3WPP. And good to have Howard in there. Up next, we've got Christine. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Zulu Whiskey Sierra, KQ4ZWS. And Christine's over in Traveler's Rest, so good to get her signed in here. Up next, we've got our friend Dave. That's Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ. Another good familiar call sign, anyway, in the log there. And last but not least in that group, we've got Scott. That's Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike, KX4YM. And let me let this drop, verify we've got everybody for the moment, and then we'll continue on with our RF check-in. Our new hams, we've done our pre-net check-ins. I got one Echolink station signed in, so we'll go ahead and pause for Echolink stations only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AK4HR Net Control.
Net Control. Net Control, this is KZ4PG. That's Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Golf. From Kevin from 1996.
pause there. Real quick, do you mind telling me how you're getting into Echolink? You sound really good. There's no noise or anything. Doesn't really have that digital sound as I'm used to hearing. But just want to let you know, got you checked in here, but was just curious how you were getting into Echolink. Over.
This is KZ4PG. I'm accessing Echolink through an Android cell phone.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot there, but I was just curious. There's just a little tiny bit of that digital hum. I'm not sure if you're familiar with what I'm talking about, but you can usually tell through digital mode there's just a little bit of that computer sound. And you were sounding really good coming in, so I was just curious. And Kevin's call sign again, Kilo Zulu 4 Papa Golf, KZ4PG. And Kevin's down in 96. So, Kevin, appreciate you coming by and hanging out with us for a few minutes on Saturday night. Good to get you logged in here. Feel free to stick around and come back and check in as often as you can. Again, we run the net 365 days a year, 9 p.m., and I always look forward to getting call signs into the log. So good to hear you. Appreciate you staying with us tonight. And stay warm and dry and inside as much as you can. I think we're going to be in for a little bit of cool weather coming in the next day. So, again, looks like we've got everybody on our Echolink node for the moment. So we'll go ahead and move to our RF check-ins. And tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin with the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Mike, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rich, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in D-Mod, and we'll both be showtime tonight. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in where it shows, and she'll also be showtime. 73 to you and all on the net.
AK4HR. Good evening, Mike. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
HR. Hey, Mike, Miss Angela in the net. Please check in JI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3, my pretty little bride joy. We're home and easily, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Angela and all on the net, and thanks for calling the net, Mike.
Parkins there. It was our first group of the RF check-ins. And again, well, first we'd like to welcome Rick and his family. Rick's call sign, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. And of course, Rick brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Lorena. That's Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar. And their daughter, Miss Michelle. That's Kilo Mike 4. Rick sounded good into the repeater tonight. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And up next, we've got Dave, our net manager. That's Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave, you always know you're sounding good. I don't even need to tell you. But you're sounding really good. Into the repeater tonight. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Hope you guys are staying safe and warm tonight. Up next, we've got our Wednesday night, all things rag, our net. Goodness, can't even talk tonight. Battling a little bit of a cold, can't get my words out the way I want to. But up next, we've got our Wednesday night net controller, Gary. That's Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS. And his sweet little bride, Miss Joy. That's Kilo 3 Juliet Oscar Yankee, K3JOY. So again, a good group of check-ins. Gary, good to hear you bringing Miss Joy along. Hope you guys are staying safe and warm as well. All right, let's go ahead and give one more call for the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. I have everybody in the Alpha through Delta group, so we'll continue to the Echo through Hotel group, E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4, Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose, and I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Mike. Thanks for calling it, sir.
BFF, Foxtrot, Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Well, please check in Kilo Alpha 4, Hotel Oscar Yankee, KA4, HOY, Levi, and Easley. I'll be negative and negative.
check-ins as we're in the Echo to G-Meter net tonight. Up first, I'd like to welcome our Sunday night and other night net controllers, but I think primarily Sunday night. That's Patrick. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-Ray, KO4HKX. And Patrick, appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you. Definitely get a little extra firewood. I think we might have to batten down the hatches over the next couple of days. But I hope you guys stay safe and warm up there, Patrick. Good to hear you. Appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Gene. That's Whiskey 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, W4FHJ. And Gene, as always, sounding good into the repeater. Booming. Sounds like you are sitting right next to me. So, Gene, appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us. And last but not least in that group, we've got Levi. That's Kilo Alpha 4 Hotel Oscar Yankee, KA4HOY. And Levi, this looks like the first time you may have checked in with me. And appreciate that you coming by again. I only run the net first Saturday of the month normally, unless they need somebody for another night. But Levi, good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by. It's good to get a new call sign in the log for me. And I definitely got you logged in here, so appreciate you spending a few minutes with us on Saturday night. All right, let's give one more call. Echo through hotel, E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge G-Meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Mike, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu November, KC4EZ in Harry in Cannon, North Carolina, where it is a balmy 25 degrees right now. Check me in and out tonight. Thanks.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That's Harry up in Candler, North Carolina. And Harry, appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us. Good to get you logged in here. Yeah, I don't even have a thermometer outside, to be honest, because I just don't want to know how cold it is. So I'm just staying in. I'll have to ask Siri or something if I need to know exactly what it is. I think it's one of those things where mind over matter might help a little bit better. But Harry, appreciate you coming by. Definitely. All right, let's go ahead and give one more call before we move on down the alphabet. E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Everybody in the Echo through Hotel group, so we'll move to India through Lima. I through L, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative, send 73s for each one of you.
Huh? Hope you and the family are doing good. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling the net tonight, Mike. Hope you and the family are all doing well and starting out a real good new year. Good evening
to
all on the net.
4HR. Great to hear you call the net. Thank you for being here for us tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. I'll be around for a comment. Donna will be absent. I hope everyone has a good night. Stay warm somehow. KK4JBQ.
Calls and acknowledge those stations that checked in here. Up first, we'd like to welcome our keystone for the India through Lima group. That's James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, KK4, JFO. And James, always like getting down here because, like I say, I can go ahead and start typing your call sign into the log usually before I unkey and get you in here. But James, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us and got you logged in here. Up next is our friend Sid. That's Whiskey 4 India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. And Sid, you're sounding good into the repeater. Always good to get you logged in here. And just like James, once I finish typing in James's call sign, I know I can go ahead and start typing yours in usually. So, again, Sid, good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we got Larry. That's Kilo 4 Juliet Bravo Quebec, KK4 JBQ. And Larry brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Donna. That's Kilo Charlie 4 Mike Foxtrot Kilo, KC4 MFK. And Larry, sounding good. I've got you marked down for a comment or two, so once we get to the RAG-G portion, we'll be back to find out how your day has been. All right, let's give one more call before we move on down the alphabet for the India through Lima group. I through L, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Calls normally means we have everybody, so we're about halfway through the alphabet, and it looks like I've got Echolink station signed in here, so we'll pause for Echolink stations only. Wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, hello again, Mike. Long time no speak to, I. Great to hear you on here and get to check in with you again, because I haven't got to check in with you in the longest time, Mike. So check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all on the net. Y'all and everybody on frequency, do stay warm out there. But Mike, check me in negative, and also Mike, don't forget about our Hamfest next weekend. We've been seeing you there in the past, and my wife and I hope to see you there next weekend. But Mike, again, it's great to hear your voice and get to hear you back on the radio and get the chance to check in with you again. But again, Mike, go ahead and check me in.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Steven. That's Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA. And Steven, good to hear you too. Hope you and Miss Jennifer are doing well, having a happy new year so far. I don't know how deep this cold is going to go, if it'll hit you guys down in Greenwood. But I'm not looking forward over the next few days. But we'll handle it as it comes. But, yeah, we're doing good, Stephen, and appreciate you checking in. Hope you and Miss Jennifer are doing well. And, of course, the plan is to head down there for the Greenwood Ham Fest next Saturday. I don't have the URL in front of me, but if you go for the Greenwood Ham Fest, it'll give all the details, and if anybody needs any fills, I can definitely look that up. But Stephen, appreciate you mentioning that. And again, the Greenwood Ham Fest is January 11th, and you can check their website. If you can't find it on Google, so if somebody will recheck with me, and I'll try and get the information for you. But Stephen, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Definitely wish you and Miss Jennifer a wonderful, safe, and warm night.
Copy that, Mike. One thing I did not do, Mike. Me and her do want to wish you and yours, Mike, a very happy new year. And that information I can give you the website, Mike. It is whiskey4golfwhiskeydelta.org. That is W4GWD.org. Did you copy that, Mike? That's W4GWD.org. Did you copy down that website, Mike?
I've got it right here. And while you were talking, I was actually looking at the flyer here. I noticed there was a slight change of location. So again, it's not at the Technical College any longer. It'll be at the St. Mark United Methodist Church on River Street. Is that correct?
Affirmative, Mike. That is correct. A conflict arose with the Medford Center for this year. So you are correct, Mike. We will be at the St. Mark United Methodist Church Rivers Street facility. And again, that is January the 11th. Doors open at 9 a.m. for general admission, and vendors and any vendors that arrives earlier, let us know that you're a vendor and we'll go ahead and let you on in. But that date and location is correct, Mike. And the doors open for the general admission doors opens at 9 a.m.
Well, like I say, really appreciate that information. And the plan is to head down there at this point. If I think Gary has said, good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. But, you know, these days with the weather, you never can tell. But hopefully we will be able to do that face-to-face QSO down there. And if not there, somewhere else a little bit soon. But, yeah, the plan is now to head down there on Saturday. But, again, it's a nice little ham fest. Been down there the last couple of years and been able to uh, do some face-to-face QSOs, so looking forward to being able to do the same thing. And it's nice because it's one of the first ones of the year and definitely one of the first ones on my calendar this early in January. So looking forward to seeing everybody, and definitely we'll have to try and find you and Miss Jennifer while we're down there. But, Stephen, appreciate you bringing that info, and hopefully we'll see you guys next Saturday on the 11th.
We've always crossed paths in the years past at our ham fest. So hopefully, Mike, hopefully we'll be able to cross paths with you once again at the ham fest next weekend, at our ham fest next Saturday. But again, Mike, great to hear you and be able to check in with you and get to talk to you again and again. And again, Mike, from me and her, a very happy new year, Mike, to you and yours, from me and her, KA4PQA.
Appreciate that, and same back to you, Miss Jennifer. Definitely happy new year. Like I say, hopefully we'll be able to see each other when we get down there. So definitely stay safe, and we'll talk to you then. All right, let's go ahead. It looks like we've got everybody signed in through our Echolink node, and we had everybody through the India through Lima, so we'll go through Mike through Papa, M through P, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
November 4, Romeo Lima Foxtrot, N4 RLF. This is Roger in Seneca, and they'll be negative at 8.
So, again, Kilo Mike 4, November Alpha, be negative and negative.
RHR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, looking for additional stations in the Mike through Papa group. But first, let me go ahead and acknowledge those stations that checked in there for the first part of that group, and that was Roger. That's November 4, RLF, N4, Romeo, Lima, Foxtrot. And Roger's over in Seneca, so Roger, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got a friend, Ed. That's Kilo Mike 4, November, Alpha, Papa, Kilo Mike 4, NAP. And Ed, kind of liking that suffix on there. I was probably thinking about taking a nap earlier today, but that's an interesting suffix on your call sign. But good to get you in here, Ed. Appreciate that you taking the time to check in from Seneca. Sounding good into the repeater. You're a little bit closer to it than I am, so again, your signal probably doesn't need as much power, but you were sounding good into the repeater. So appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. All right, let's give one more call for the Mike through Papa group, M through P, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Have everybody in the Mike through Papa group, so we'll head to Quebec through Tango, Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call. You wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
4HR. Hey, Mike, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Raymond, Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, KC4SKD. My name is Larry, and also Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra Ronda. We're both in Easley, and please check us in and out tonight. And also, I'd like to bring my brothers by telephone relay, November 9, Tango Echo Charlie, NEC Randall, and Kilo Foxtrot 4, Golf Foxtrot, KF4GGF. That's Charlie. He's in Goose Creek. So hope everybody's having a good evening. Good evening to you and everybody. KC4SKD.
This is November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, traveling. Name is Ed. Over.
Net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I think I got everybody. Ed, I stepped on you there a little bit, but I think I got you in here. But let me make sure I've got everybody in this group that checked in. If not, definitely come back and recheck with me. Up first, I had Chris. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4 QLG. And Chris sounded good from Liberty. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Larry and his group. But let me make sure I've got everybody in here tonight, Larry. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, KC4, SKD. And Larry's one of our Friday night net controllers, so appreciate you coming by and checking in here and with us tonight, Larry. Sounding good. And Larry brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Rhonda. That's Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra, KG4AHS. And then Larry also brings along his brothers, Randall. That's November 9 Tango Echo Charlie, N9TEC. And Charlie, there's Kilo Foxtrot 4 Golf Golf Foxtrot, KF4GGF. And then last but not least in that group, we've got the Ed. And Ed, I kind of stepped on you there and unkeyed and heard you coming in through the Echolink node. That's November 4 Echo Delta Whiskey N4EDW. And I got you out as traveling, so definitely be safe if you're out there on the roads. Any others in the Quebec through Tango group, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
AK4HR, this is Brad in Simpsonville. The call sign here is Whiskey 4, Sierra Bravo X-Ray, W4SBX. And no comments, no traffic, but I will stick around and listen for the rapture.
4HR, Net Control for the Blue Ridge Team Meeting Net tonight. Like to welcome Brad. That's Whiskey 4, Sierra Bravo X-Ray, W4SBX. And Brad got you over in Simpsonville, so appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Not sure if you'll be my last one for the Quebec Through Tango group, but we'll give one more call before we move on to the Everpatient group. Quebec Through Tango tonight, looking for additional check-ins Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call. Please call AK4HR, Net Control. Pause normally means we have everybody, so we'll move to the Everpatient group for Saturday night. That's the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
HR. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane. I'm at home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table, and good evening everyone on the net.
HR. Hey, please check in Kilo 4 X-Ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela here in Southern Granville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you, number one on that.
KQ4WJT. Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Juliet Tango. This is Seth. I'm mobile in Marietta. And I'll be negative and negative.
Control, please check in. KQ4WHN, Kilo, Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel, November. This is Mark. I'm in Greer, and I'm trying to stay warm. I hope everyone else is.
For HR. Thanks for running the net. Please check in. Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Romeo, Charlie. That is KQ4ZRC. This is Grayson up in Sapphire, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, but 73 to the net, and stay warm.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll take that pause and acknowledge that group of check-ins. Looks like we had quite a few in the Uniform Through Zulu group, which is really nice. Up first, we had Shane. That's November 4, Zima. Goodness, can't even get my phonetic alphabet out tonight, Shane. N4, is that okay? Sorry about that, Shane. I do not know if this cold is just impairing my speaking ability or exactly what. But sorry, Shane. N4, is that okay? So, Shane, appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us and spending a few minutes with us on Saturday night. Up next, we've got Tommy. That's K4XB, Kilo 4 X-Ray Bravo. And Tommy brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Angela. That's Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined, KQ4 Tango Bravo Delta. And Tommy and Miss Angela are down in Southern Greenville County, so Tommy, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Seth. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Juliet Tango, KQ4WJT. And Seth's over mobile out in Marietta, so definitely, Seth, be safe, and I hope you get home and get warm. So appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got our friend Mark. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Hotel November, KQ4WHN. And Mark, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And last but not least in that group, we got Grayson. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Zulu Romeo Charlie, KQ4ZRC. And Grayson's up in Sapphire, North Carolina. So, Grayson, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Our call, uniform through Zulu, U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Long pause means we have everybody, so we've been through the alphabet one full time, so we'll go ahead and move it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Long pause means we have everybody for the moment. So this is AK4HR now securing the formal portion of our net with our thanks for all stations that have checked in so far. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAGCU portion of our net with periodic stops for additional check-ins between RAGCUs. And scrolling up my log, I think I've only got one station signed in for, that's Larry. So Larry, I'm going to go ahead and throw another log on the fire, dust off the stump, and I'll pass off the frequency to you. So KK4, JBQ, AK4HR, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Hey, Larry, how was your day, sir?
AK4HR, this is KK4, JBQ. I hope everybody on the net realizes that we're going to have some cold weather. I've been hearing it everywhere I turn. So I'm just another reminder. I did notice when Shane, what's Shane's call sign here? N4ZLK. When Shane checked in, he sounded a little bit like I'm sounding. I picked up some laryngitis somewhere. I don't know where or what that is, actually. I know it must have something to do with the larynx because they don't work so well. And so it caused me to think, maybe Shane, if he's still listening, can verify that if you're delivering in an open vehicle, the wind is blowing and the temperatures are in the 20s, it's got to be some of the worst combination of working conditions I can imagine. It just made me cold thinking about it. What do you say, Shane?
Okay. You are correct. When I was delivering packages in an open air truck like that, it was difficult, but I'd always dress for being outside anyway. But I haven't done that in 10 years. I drive a tractor trailer now, so I have a nice heater and doors that close, and I stay a lot warmer. I did have laryngitis a couple weeks ago, so maybe I've still got a touch of it. But anyway, I hope you get to feeling better soon. But anyway, yeah, it's cold. It's no fun delivering in that cold weather. N4ZLK, back to Larry.
Thank you for coming back to me. I just had that, that thing. You know how when people say it just ran all through me or all over me or something like that? I just thought I'd bring that up. Everybody remember the people who are out there offering up services, whatever it may be. If your job takes you to the out of doors this time of year, it's inhospitable. Just to be short about it, it's inhospitable. Yes, indeed. Well, today, I think I spent most of the day just, I guess, relaxing a little bit, trying to drink. It's crazy. Trying to drink warm beverages and then cold beverages. And then warm beverages. I don't know what would work. You know, if anybody out there has a remedy, a cure, or even a reason or an explanation of what laryngitis is. I think your larynx gets all gummed up with something or something. Anyhow, it just occurred to me that I would pass fluids by my larynx, you know, to keep them lubricated, maybe. I don't know. And I was listening to, the computer was on. And I have this awful habit of getting hooked into YouTube videos. You know how they can just go on and on. But some of them are entertaining. I have to give them that. They're entertaining and informative. got a few, as probably everybody does who has a computer, I got a few favorites bookmarked, so I go back to them, and I just sit here with my eyes closed, drinking through a straw, trying to get better. You know, I hate being sick. KK4JBQ.
HR with KK4JBQ and the Rag Chute portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Larry, I can definitely second that. I do not like being sick, and of course I can't complain. I just have this kind of nasal sinusy, you know, that changes my voice a little bit, and I don't feel terrible. I definitely don't feel 100%, but I mean, I'm still, you know, at least 85-90% functional. I just like to, you know, complain, I guess, sometimes when I'm feeling a little bit bad, but, you know, I can't complain. I mean, others of my family have been sick over the holidays, and they had it much worse than I did, so I'll take this little cold, but, you know, I'll be over it in a couple of days, and hopefully, you know, knock on wood, won't have to fight anything else throughout the rest of the season, but we'll see how that goes, and I'll let you know for sure in the springtime when we're actually done all of this, but I'm not a fan of being sick at all, and, you know, I just kind of go into my little cave, so to speak, and hide, and, you know, like you, try and do the best thing I can to make myself better. But I'm not sure what the cure for the laryngitis is anymore. I think, like you said, it may be what you're doing, which is, you know, alternating hot and cold. But I think the big thing is just kind of to rest, maybe. I don't know. I mean, they say rest is the key to recovery on a lot of things. So I've definitely, kind of like you said, done a little bit of resting today, and I feel better. But I don't want to push it too bad and make myself sick. So hopefully in the next day or two I'll be back on, but I think this is just that time of the year where we all are going to be battling something.
This is KF4GWR. I know the best KF4GWR backpack mobile. I know the best remedy there, laryngitis, cold, or what have you, is going to be bottom shelf bourbon and copious amounts of goodie powders. And it does the trick every time. KF4 is off with you, Romeo, standing by.
Mike, this is KA4PQ waiver. Recheck me for regular time. Recheck me for regular time briefly, Mike.
In there for a recheck as well, and yeah, I appreciate the suggestion for the bourbon. Yeah, alcohol definitely seems to work to cure most ails, and if you have, you know, I think that's what most cough syrup these days is made of, some sort. But, Larry, definitely, I think. You know, depending on what you've got going on, your method may be working for you. I think there's a lot of different, I don't want to call them wives' tale, remedies that we've all tried. I mean, again, for me, typically I just start drinking orange juice like it's, you know, the last week, but I'll drink orange juice for 3 or 4 days, and I don't know if it's part mental or actually more healthy, but that seems to work for me, so I've been doing that for years. But I think everybody probably has their own way of curing what ails.
The key to the bourbon technique is the cheapest, most rot-gut, bottom-shelf stuff you can find, and it'll knock it out 2 to 3 days. Over.
KK4JBQ. Well, I'm going to check to see if I got it. Well, that's all good advice, and I take advice from bourbon. I don't think I've had anything close to bourbon in decades. So for me, it would have to be something else. I have an aversion. Bad experience in a past life, you might say. That was an awful time, too. But don't get close to it. Another thing. I have for some reason, and I can't explain why, but I'm just drawn to putting a scarf around my neck. I just noticed that, and it warms up the neck, larynx too, I suppose. I was just drawn to doing that. I didn't intentionally do that. Just wound up with the scarf around my neck. sitting here in the house. Sometimes I think a good notion, I don't know what else to call it, but a good notion comes to you like that. You just find yourself doing the right thing. And maybe for some people that would mean a shot of bourbon. For other people it might mean gargling with salt water. My mama used to be fond of that. And my dad, on the other hand, it wasn't bourbon. I'm sorry, bourbon. But it was, well, for lack of a better way to put it, white lightning. Make it your own booze. He could do that. He had the wherewithal. And I think he ran moonshine when he was a teenager. He never admitted to that, but he would tell stories that I know were, but it just sounded like it was first person, you know. His experience was first person about running White Lightning back in the day. Anyway, what he came down on doing was moonshine, and what was it he put in it? I think he blended some real cheap commercial cough syrup. I think that was just for flavor, because moonshine, if you make it right, don't have a flavor. Oh gosh, what a thing to talk about. But he taught me how to make that, and I've had a bottle of it, golly Bill, probably over 40 years. Carried it everywhere I've been. It reminds me of my dad. And it's in an old whiskey bottle, but I made a custom label for it back years ago when I was fiddling with a computer labeling program. I made a label for it, and just keep it in the medicine cabinet. Isn't that crazy? KK4JVQ.
UT. Mind is that your body tends to tell you what it needs, and we tend to sometimes hear it, and sometimes we don't, and sometimes it acts on its own. But another thing that you might look into is elderberry for helping fight off colds, and for your throat, you might want to look at some tea with warm honey and maybe a little bit of lemon.
Sure. Set control for the Blue Ridge Chief Unit. I just want to clarify the last station that checked in there was November 4, Victor Uniform Tango.
You know, something like a home remedy for what ails you. Everybody's got one of those. Well, I like the I like what I hear. So, anyhow, back to you, Michael. Let you chime in there.
HR Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Larry, I think I walked on you for the first few seconds there. I just wanted to verify that call sign, November 4, Victor Uniform Tango. That was the last station that checked in there.
Correct. I missed my group because I was driving down the road and I was cutting in and out on my way down here to Spartanburg, but this is November Victor Uniform Tango, and I'm Jamie, and I'm normally out of Tigerville, but right now I'm mobile in Spartanburg, and I'll be negative and negative.
Problem. I just wanted to make sure I was looking through the log. I was like, I don't think I've got him logged in here, but not a problem at all, Jamie. Appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us and making some comments. That's November 4, Victor Uniform Tango. And, I think, like Larry was saying, I think we all have some different remedies. I'm sitting here and I'm trying to remember, you know, I think alcohol used to be a remedy for a lot more things than it probably should have been. I know I was just trying to remember the whiskey flask around the St. Bernard's neck. You know, when they would send the St. Bernard out, they would actually send it out with like a cask of whiskey, I guess, a little
I just remember the cartoons, and I think it was Whiskey. Somebody may have to clarify on that when we get to it. But it is interesting, though. I guess if you take enough of that medicine, you kind of stop worrying about whether you're sick or not.
Oh, boy. Yes, ain't that true. Ain't that true. Well, Michael, I 8 minutes until 10. Well, we've extended the net, which is generally my purpose for dragging things out like this, give everybody a chance to get here and make their presence known. Last thing I want to say is that it's always a pleasure to check into your nets. I enjoy them. I like your radio voice, you know, and I thought of a way to describe that. It's lyrical. Without a musical note, it comes out lyrically. It's easy to listen to. And you can keep a thought right out there, you know, keep it right out in front of you. If you know, maybe that's not clear, but you can keep a thought right there. And it's a good talent to have. Anyhow, Michael, you have yourself a good night. I won't keep you any longer. I fight to get a voice going, and sometimes if I don't, if I'm not aware that I'm running on half empty here. Everyone have a good night's rest, stay warm, and drink yourself a toddy if that is what fixes it up for you. KK4JBQ, back to net control. Good night, all. 7-3.
LZI, I got a rate check here, but I'm going to ask net control question, then I'm going to tell about another that's taking place. Is Breyer's going to do a winter field day this time, or does anybody know?
Car, acknowledging KI4LZI. Andy, I'm not sure. I haven't really heard that they were doing one, so we'll go ahead and open it up to the net. Does anybody know if Breyer's is doing winter field day?
LZI, well, I figured so, because I figured I would have heard him. But the Anderson Radio Club down at Winston in a couple of weeks down there is going to be doing a winter field day down there. And I'm just letting people up here on this repeater know that they're having one down there. If it wasn't so far away, I would go to that. But due to health reasons, I don't need to go down way off down there to where it's at. But they are having a winter field day, and if Breyer's had been wanting to have one like they had up there above Traveler's Rest, what was it? 5 years ago, I would have went to that, but I ain't heard that Breyer's is having one, and I don't know of anybody else that is, so. But I will put this out here about Anderson having that and down there in Winston for anybody that's interested. Back to net control, KI4LZI.
Appreciate you coming and asking the question. I honestly, normally I think about winter field day like 2 weeks after it happened. At least if that's the one associated with the ARL, because I think it's the last weekend in January. I was just looking on Google for the dates, and it looks like it's the 24th and 25th. So that would meet up. So it's the 24th, correction, 25th and 26th of January is for the ARRL field day. Which, you know, kind of corresponds similar, gosh, can't even talk tonight, Andy, sorry, but very similar to how they run the summer field day, but just, of course, it's in winter. So, but are they, you know, if the Anderson Club, are they doing it in conjunction, are they doing the ARRL winter field day?
LZI. I'm not completely sure now about that, but I've heard them over on the 7-9 talk a lot about that they're going to do one, and heard them just after 8:30 on their machine talking about it here in a couple of weeks that they're going to do it down there at Williams. Now, the location and all, I don't have it ingrained in my brain. website about it, their club website, or on their repeater and ask them. I'm sure they can give you all the details about it. But I know they're going to have it because I keep hearing them talk about it. And I know some years back Byers done one up there at W4FHJ's, but I just thought I'd find out. That and down there is just too far for me to drive in my health like it is. Back to you, KI4LCI.
And I appreciate you bringing up the question, but like I say, I hadn't heard of the club necessarily doing it. I know a lot of people may operate individual stations for Winter Field Day just because it is an ARRL. Can't get that out tonight. ARRL event the last weekend of January. But if I hear anything, I mean, you probably listen to the radio as much as I do. You probably hear it before I did. But if I hear anything, I'll definitely let you know.
They're going to tell me the same thing. That's just like over there on the Anderson repeater. They've been talking about it for half a month to a month, so I knew about it well ahead of time. But where they're holding it, and my brittle diabetes like it is, no, I can't go down that far. I'm willing to go to Darwin Wright Park, but down off down there to Williamston, that's a lot further down, and I just can't risk my health like that. That's why I was asking if anybody else is going to do it. Back to you, KI4LCI.
I'll keep you posted if I hear of anything or if I hear of any stations that are trying to get some operators going for the winter field days. Like I say, I'm glad you brought it up now because normally I don't think about it until about springtime. I'm like, I wonder if somebody did a winter field day. But anyway, but if I hear of anything, Andy, I'll let you know, and I'm sure others on the net will do the same. So appreciate you bringing that question. So let's see. It looks like, Larry, getting back to you here, I know you had signed off there just before Andy came on, but appreciate you sticking around and making some comments with us. Always good to hear you. Definitely stay warm. Rest your voice a little bit. Spend the next day, a couple days, trying to be as warm as possible and get better, and we'll talk again soon. Always a pleasure, my friend. All right, looks like we've been a few minutes here without looking for additional check-ins, so let me check and see if we have any additional check-ins for the Blue Ridge Zoom Internet, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge Zoom Internet, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
Recheck me for regular time, Mike, KA4PQA.
Okay, Stephen, yeah, I was just about to get back to you. I know Andy had kind of jumped in there first, but I had you down here for some comments. So go ahead, Stephen. I'll go ahead and, again, throw another log on the fire up here. We'll dust the stump off, and we'll pass the frequency over to you and find out how you're doing, sir.
Copy that, Mike. I just wanted to make the comment about the call sign was now, but it was a North Carolina station. It was mentioned about the station that mentioned about having spent a couple of years driving a delivery truck with an open delivery truck with no doors to close and no heat to turn on. Mike, I will tell you, my wife and I know how that is because my wife spent about 5 years working for Lowe's in the garden center, and I also myself spent just over three years in a lumber yard, working in a lumber yard north of Greenwood and Ware Shoals, where we did have buildings to work in, but there were no doors to close. So in the wintertime, the cold air came in. So, you know, working in the cold with no way to having no doors to close and no heat to stay close to. My wife and I know how it is working around that. You know, working with working with open doors with no door to close, be able to close to block out the cold air, and no doors to be able to close, open doors with no doors to be able to close, and no heat. You couldn't stay next to the heat at all times. My wife and I both spent a few years doing that ourselves, so Mike, we know exactly how that is. We know exactly how that station feels. You know where it's coming from. And also, when my wife has her respiratory issues, talking about the alcohol for the sore throat and other issues, when my wife has her respiratory issues, she drinks a combination of herbal tea with rock and rye, honey, and some lemon in it.